And that's music from Bonorama, the title track from their latest EP, Hard Times. Bonorama is the New Orleans brass funk rock band. It was founded in 1998 by trombonist Mark Mullins and Craig Klein. It features three trombones up front and center. Has garnered much local and national attention as well. And joining us to talk more about music and the band, it's Craig Klein.
Hi there.
And Mark Mullins. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Who came up with the idea, said, hey, more trombones, the better? Where did that come from?
It's this guy right here.
You know, Craig. Mark and I played with Harry Connick Jr. for many, many years. We spent a lot of time in New York, and somebody told me that Monday nights was salsa meets jazz at the Village Gate, and one of the guys in Harry's band. So I went down and heard this Cuban band. I think it was Manny Ortega, Kim, I'm mispronouncing his last name. And he had five trombones along with his Cuban band. I came back and talked to Mark and said, we should start a band, a New Orleans band that features the trombone. And the next day, Mark had all of these arrangements already written, and we were like, we were moving from there.
You know, over the years, I mean, you know, this is 14 years ago when we put this together, and this is before, you know, nobody knew who Trombone Shorty was or Big Sam, and it was, I mean, you had brass bands, and you had, and when you go outside of New Orleans, you didn't even have that all that much, and so just the trombone by nature, you know, it was, you're going to put a band together around that, are you crazy, you know? So it was almost like we're doing it to maybe try to change the way people think about the trombone with the New Orleans stamp on it, but also just to try to do something fun, you know, because there's so many great trombone players in New Orleans.
And you guys are also just really good at mixing different styles. You know, kind of New Orleans sound, rock sound, jazz, putting it all together. Do you do that consciously, or how does that happen?
We do it consciously. I think it's a conscious thing. Growing up in New Orleans, of course, the New Orleans sound is just naturally there. When you mix the other sounds in with it, it's a conscious effort. And Mark is the one who consciously brought a lot of the rock stuff in, and it's just blossomed from there, even in the way we're writing the music now.
I think of it as an extension of what's in your music collection. I think it's safe to say a lot of us have a lot of different things in our music collection. But yet sometimes there's this thought that if you're a musician, you really need to kind of just do one thing, or you got to be known as playing one kind of music to be true to your craft. And I have a bit of a problem with that personally, so because I like so much different stuff. I mean, I'm like, well, why can't you, you know? And to us it was like, let's just blur the lines. Nobody likes to classify stuff via genre anyway, you know. It's kind of unpopular in a lot of ways. We do it because we have to do it, but at the end of the day, I think we all like music and good music, and that's what we're striving to do.
I gotta ask this question. Do you ever, you know, when you're playing a gig, you ever walk to a club and you show up with all the trombones, does somebody kind of go, what in the world? What is this? What kind of looks do you get?
Yeah. It starts with the sound guy, I think. Because he's like, oh, my God, it's going to be a long night. And at the end of the night, you know, most of the time, I should say, we're flattered that if they come up to us and say, well, that was so unlike anything I thought it was going to be. And you know, he's just nothing but good things to say. But that happens sometimes. So that's flattering to see that.
You know, what do you strive for when you're performing? Is that what you're looking to do? You know, create a different space, or how does that work? Well,
I don't think it was. I don't think we started out saying let's be different. It just kind of, I mean, we play the trombone, so I think it was for ourselves actually to try to pull all of these elements together, because in New Orleans you can play with a funk band, you can play with a brass band, you can play with a rock band, you can play with a Dixieland band, a trad band. And I think we try to pull all of these things together so we don't have to play with all of these different bands. We can make it all in one.
Let's talk about writing. The EP, which is the latest, is called Hard Times, and there's a song in there called Lost My House. Can you talk about, you know, the influences and what goes into your writing, and tell us how it worked in that particular song?
That song is co-written by myself and Dave Malone from The Radiators. And Dave's a really great songwriter. He's got many years of writing a lot of songs, and he came up with this, the hook and like the hook of the song, and gave it to me, and then I took it from there and pretty much ruined it from his perspective.
He's not coming after you.
He already did. But it's all about personal experiences, you know, for me and both of us. You know, we kind of pull from a lot of that. This song is about, it was written after the flood, you know. It's about losing, we both lost our houses in the flood, and but we still had the things that matter the most, friends and, you know, family and all of the things that just are more important than just the structure of a house.
For you, Mark, where does it come from? Where do you draw inspiration?
A lot of different places. It could be based on something like a riff. I like to come up with ideas when I'm driving. I'll actually
the car. That's
the
place. Huh?
I'm the guy when we're driving ourselves.
That's the muse. The car. All right.
I tell you, the white dotted line. Everything's the same tempo. I don't know why. You get these ideas that just kind of come to you when you're doing 500 miles a day and you're behind the wheel and it's just you can't get out of that chair and you're puts you in a space and you get to come up with ideas and things and thoughts that you wouldn't normally come up with at your house in the morning in front of a piano necessarily, and vice versa. So lots of different ways. I like to be in lots of different environments to write, but it starts with the germ of an idea usually, and to me it's about keeping open the possibilities of where that germ can develop and not limiting yourself or making yourself go down a certain avenue just because you're sort of supposed to from any songwriter rules. I like to explore it all and see where it goes.
So what's next?
Well, it's festival season. So
it's going to be a jazz fest, right?
We'll be a jazz fest. We'll be there on the second Friday on the Sprints, the Gentilly stage, excuse me. Can't keep up with all of this. What do you call it? The one over there.
That
big one. Over there.
Just give people a sense of what it's like to play at those, you know, at French Quarter Fest and Jazz Fest in front of those crowds.
Oh, Jazz Fest. I remember the first time we played Jazz Fest with our band. We played it for years with other people's bands, and the first time we did it with Bonorama, it was a nice festival moment as nobody knew anything about the band, but we started playing. I don't know, Funky Miracle by the Meters, maybe. And just these people just started running towards the stage, like from as far as you could see. And like just moments like that, being out at the fairgrounds for both sides of the stage, for the musicians to experience that feeling of being on this high, huge stage playing music for a lot of people that are there for other bands, not necessarily for you. And yet you're reaching these folks. And then for them, because they know, you know, they're seeing something for the first time they may not have seen before. So it's just a wonderful two-way street out there at French Quarter Fest and Jazz Fest. French Quarter Fest, you see these people from all over the world, it seems like, from Europe and Australia, and just for some reason it seems like it's just got a little bit more of an international turnout, and that's wonderful to see.
How about you, Craig?
It's, you know, looking out and seeing thousands of people listening and watching what you do is pretty humbling. It's it feels good, and when the band's clicking and it's kicking and the energy's there, it's just a connection, and it just feels, it's hard to explain that feeling, but it's something magical that you just kind of starts in your toes and just goes all the way up to the crown of your head.
Craig Klein and Mark Mullins from Bonorama. Gentlemen, thanks for coming out, and continue making great music.
Thank you so much. You.